care of the second, the mice will eat something. So there is one girl said, Kim, the issue of Sheol Hobby is Gita. So that would imply that as much as the case, but the Misgareshes herself is the Shliach. But Tam says that the right girl says, Kim, the issue of Sheol Hobby is Gita. Not after the issue of Misgareshes herself. Even any other woman. So she's Ksheo, and Nisho is Ksheo, and even though Nisho is Psuloloi, but here, because special Kule, because Shliach Meder Daike, so Nisho is also Nehemenes. All the Psulim are now. But, couldn't be, one second. But it couldn't be Mitzuref to the best, because Nisho is Psulot. So we discussed Friday, I mean, but Rabbatam is the one who says, who is Geos then? But Rabbatam, she happens to be Nidei Bavakame, that an issue is Ksheolot, even though the Mishnah says, Kola Kosher, Lot Kosher Hoit, and an issue is certain Psulaides, so, but the Pshat is Kolisha Kosher Lot, Lot Kosher Hoit, but Isho is Psulaloid, but she's Koshalot. So Mele, why does the Gemara say Kim the Isha Ksheolot is Aged Zim the Maisel Yitzo? And if we say the Mishnayim, so here she couldn't be Mitzuret, but the Isha Ksheolot. And so I mentioned, because there's a Machlekes Rashenim as to whether the Eides of Gittin Obedushin, the Eides of Gittin Obedushin has the Humre of the Momenes, or it is the of Dov Sheberbo, or the Chumra of Nefosh. It's a Machlekes Rishen. Rabbatam Shite in Sanhedrin is that Teis Shite in Makis Avov, and the Rabbatam Shite in Sanhedrin, Tafches is that it has the Chumra of Nefosh. Now, Teis Ves Inide mentions Yerushalme with the Nisho Yipsul Elodin, Shenema, Vayishua Arushnei Anoshim Bemachne, Eldot Meilem. So what does Rabbi Tam do with that Yerushalmi? So Rishayim say that Rabbi Tam is made that the Nisho is Psul Alodin Din Nefoshes. Rabbi Tam Shite is only a Nisho is Kshe Alodin Din Nefoshes. But the Nefoshes, she is certainly Psul Alodin. And that Posik, Vayishua Roshni Anosh Memachne, Alod Meile, that the Gabi Sanhedan, that the Gabi Nefoshes. So Meile, according to Rabbi Tam Shite, that Eide Gittin Udush, ladies Nus in Sanhedrin, Dorosh Be'al, have the Chimea of Nefoshes, some Mele, we can understand this sometimes, because here it's Gittin Obedushin, even though the Chachomim were Meikil, Ligabe, from Nechtu from Nechtam, Ligabe Eides, the Taub Sulima, are Ksheirim Lohoid, but Ligabe Bezden, Ligabe Dayones, the Chachomim were not Meikil. Some Mele, she could not be Mitzurev to the best. So because of that, Rav Chanina says, the Chachonim of Misaki, that she always, the Shliach always has to release her business. Right. Now, but Teis Veshite is, V'yohar Adin, Dabu Motzel, Neymar, Zimnim Demaisa Lekor. So Teis Veshite is that even though a Kolev is Nemon to be a Shliach, I mean, to say for Nechtam, but Lebesden, he is possible. However, the Ran mentions the Shishim Buachim, the Ran on the Rift. The Chidush Yiskir, Chashash HaBoas HaMishon, Shudoboshim Motzuk, ולהיסקי הקורא ופוסל, משמע שעד הקרידים הצטרפו מצוויץ'ה. ואף על גב, מה זה לטיסט? ואף על גב, כי היום קרידים ובעדו לא פסולים בעלמה, אף על הוכי הקימו להקשירו. כאן, ושהקימו והקימו הבעדו בו לקיימי, ולאים על פרנך ופרנך כאן, וכתנענו איש המביא הגיטו, ולובד שנצריך עולים לפרנך ופרנך כאן. ואף על פי חלק, even though the Chachonim were machshir, Elisha in the Misgareshes herself to be made for Nachtunachtun, but the Gabi Bezna, the Afa Pichayim, the Yanshiro, she is starry for Isha Likimu, we should be Isha love but Dini Klau. When you love it in the cloud, because Kore is postal order to this person, but the Isha, so the whole Gavra of the Isha is postal order. Some Mele, the Chachomim will not make you, but the Gavada Psuli, who are not postal, L'Choloilo, just to this person, so Gabi Fenechtam, the Chachomim will make you. But there's no pastors like Tesis that Kore cannot be sure of the best. Correct them to the best. And then the cross says, Avolaran Kosar, Sheyei Shechu. What? No, it's not. He just mentions it because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. That's what he said, the comments.
Elisha brings her gift.
The power of the Shliach until she comes to bed, so then she's sleep for that. Not if she produces it, they're just like that. She doesn't have to sleep for that. The Bezdin is the Shliach to give it to her.
So she gives it over to Bezdin.
That's right.
And then Bezdin returns it.
Gives it to her.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, so the Gemara says here, the hocha the shliach nasei, the id nasei dayan kumizom. Man domet mishnayim, kosova shliach nasei, the id nasei dayan. Man domet mishnayim, kosova shliach nasei, the id nasei dayan. So all the Rishayim say that even though the Pashas Haloshim could be misleading, you know, and say that the machlekes were the shliach nasei or not. No, but the pshat is not right. Mando ma bishnayim kosova. Shliach nasei, just as a shliach is admittedly nasei. So Mele Eden is nasei dayan. One says, true, shliach is nasei eid, but eid is not nasei dayan. So in other words, so everybody agrees that shliach is nasei, even though that the malef in Dushin there is a machleket between Rav and the Beir Rav Shile, whether a shliach can be an eid. Rav says a shliach can become an eid. And we pass like that, but the Rav Shila say Shliach cannot become an eid. Why? Because Shlokas Lodin can may say some Mele, he's a Baldoro. But here, according to everybody, the Shliach can be Nasir eid. Because the Baldoro herself is Nemon. The Baldoro herself is Nemon. The Isha Mizgaresh is Nemon. So certainly Shliach. So that's why all the Shilim explain this Gemara. Mar Kosova. Mandel was about Shliach Nasei, just as Shliach is admitted to Nasei. Here, some Mele here to is a Nasei Dayan, because it's the Rabbon. Mandel was about Shliach Nasei, Shliach Nasei, in a Nasei Dayan. For kind Lord in Rabbon of the Nasei Dayan, let's say by King Shtores, Elo Hochem Hochem, Mal Shaba, Kidney shock shale of his sacket, Zinni Maisel, said the Sam Hallo, some melee, the test of the translation from Hanine. The Ido, the Yerhan says, we don't have to be fish for them because he should maybe add heavenly Samchal. Now, but, so the Gemara says here, time alone, that Bidarabon is Eid Nasidai, but Bidarai say, ain't Eid Nasidai. Why is Eid Nasidai? So there is a big machlekes v'shem. The Rashbam in Bolobasra says that the reason is why in a Yeraise an Eid cannot become the Dayan, so it's because of his special Xeros HaKos. Because the Shliach himself is the third one, he's Mitzure. But since he's an Eid, he testifies in Fadachtam, how can he be a member of the Bezdin?
Oh, it's a tribunal.
It's because with the Rabbanon, yeah. By the Rabbanon, like King Shtores, so an aid is not a dayan. But Rabbi Hanina says, even though an aid is not a dayan by the Rabbanon, but here there is a special zayah, because if we allow the Shliach to become a dayan, so then sometimes when a woman brings it, and then she certainly post and people make a mistake, they know that in another case where the man was a shliach, and he was mitzvah for the bezdin, it's a little thing. Where the woman is a shliach, he also can be mitzvah for the bezdin. So because of that, we are gezeir, that no matter who the shliach is, even if a man, he cannot be mitzvah for the bezdin. So the melech, he has to hand it over in the presence of him.
But otherwise, did he say he nas a guy?
Yeah, by the rabbanon, he says.
But
now, there is a gemore in Bor Basra, Tafkuf Yud Gimel and Beis, that Uchid Rav Yudah, Noma Rav Yudah, Shleisho Shem Nichnisu Livakir Es Achille, Rotsu Keisvin, Rotsu Isedin, Shnayim Keisvin Vein Isedin, Yomar Rav Chizde, Loi Shonu, Elo Biei, Aber Bilaylo, Adu Shleisho Keisvin Vein Isedin. My time is Abel Eidin. In other words, if somebody, if a chile called over three people, in other words, he has to make his will before them. So then they connect with Teras Eides and they connect with Teras Bez. With Teras Bez. So that's only if he called them over in the daytime. So in the daytime, Bez can sit in session the daytime. Bezdin cannot sit in session the night, so if he called them over, if the chilek called them over in the night time, so they can only act in the capacity of Eidim, they cannot act in the capacity of Bezdin. Abu Lila, to the Shleish of Kaysin, my time at the Havel Eidim, they need Nasidai. Yeah, so in other words, but let them. Be it Bezdin in the morning? No. So since at that time they acted B'teras Eid, so Mele, we cannot apply the aloche of Leitei Shmir Dil Meriye. When do we apply the aloche of Leitei Shmir Dil Meriye if Bezdin had a V.A.B.A.? So Leitei Shmir Dil Meriye, because they could be Mikablades now. So why do they have to Mikablades? Leitei Shmir Dil Meriye. Mashin chain need to be at the place at night. They couldn't be incorporated. So Mele, the aloch of the Shmid Yomariya doesn't apply. So Mele, the next morning, if they want to be done, so two of that bezin have to stand before them, and then one will join two others, and then sit as a bezin, and the two will testify. So the Rashbam, there is a very long Rashbam. Rashbam says Veinid Nasidayim Hameid Adovo. There's that Kuf Yudalev or Medalev in the middle of the Rashbam. Veinid Nasidayim Hameid Adovo Inase Eid Dayim Beisidovo Vigamim Roes Adovo Vinase Eid Ein Nase Elo Eid Dayim Beisatsme Eloim Kim Yidin Achirin Bifonov Vinira Deinai Dixer Sakosif Dixiv. So why do we say it as Dayim? So it is as a Kosif. תחסיבי עונדו שני אנושים בעידים הקוס מדבר לפני עד השם היינו לפני עד היוני לפני השם means לפני עד היוני so actually in other words the dion has to be separate gavra than the idi special zeros הקוס עונדו העידים לפני עד השם it cannot be the same gavra the אשמינון קרוד יצור לאי שניים לפני עד היוני. So the chiddush of the Rashbam is that the halacha of in eid nasid dayan only first of all is the zakosu bomdu shnei anoshim lifnei adishem, and then it applies even to an idriya who is not an idagoni. Provided, it's a very long ashbam, provided the idriya was mischavin to be an eid. Let's say something. Why does it make a difference between the case where the eid who saw a certain maise, so was mischavin to be an eid, and to be an idagoni, I mean, later on. So where it was not mischavin, that's because of the Mishnei Makis. Rebbe says that Nimtza Echad Mehem Kor V'Posel, in the school of Pfeilo, applies not only to the Nefoshes. I discussed it Friday, but it applies also to the Nemomenes. But Bein Bidi Nefoshes, Bein Bidi Nemomenes, only Bisman She Yisroben. What is Yisroben? When Nefoshes Shayach to say Yisroben, it means if Yisroben, it's a riot that he was mischavin to be an eid. In other words, the halacha of Nimtzach and Kor Apostle in the school of Ptula only applies to a case where the eid Rie at the time of the Rie had Kavone to be an eid. But if he didn't have Kavone to be an eid, and there he doesn't pass the eides of the kosher. Why? Because if he's not Mischam Loi, then he doesn't have a Chaleshem eid. He doesn't have a Chalisha mate. So Mele, the same aloha applies to Eid Nasadai. True, that aloha of Eid Nasadai applies to Nidriye, who did not become ultimately an Itagode, but only if he was mischaven to be an Eid. But if he was not mischaven, he just saw. You know, he passed by in the street and he saw. He saw how Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from him. Just saw it. And he wasn't mischaving to be an eid, so mele then he can be a dayan. But if he was mischaving to be an eid, even though he didn't testify in Bezdin, he is disqualified from being a dayan. That's the Rashbam Shite, and it seems that's Rashi Shite also. Because Rashi Rosh Hashanah says, when Bezdin saw the moon, so the halacha is that they can be Mikadish. It's a Mikadish. So Rashi says, Rosh Hashanah, why can they be Mikadish? After all, they are Eidim, so in Eid Nasi Bezdin, Kiddush Gaya Bezdin, because by Kiddush Achidish, there is a special Zeros HaKosu, Kozer Eidi Kadish. So it's only by Kiddush Achidish. But in Shordinim, so an Eid Rie cannot be an Eid, even though he's not in Yagodim. So it's the Shita of the Rashbam and it's the Shita of Rashi. However, all other Rishonim are Chelik. And they say the Achelik not only in regard to Eid Nasidayan, the Achelik in regard to Nimtzach Mehem Kor V'Posel, in the school of Ptula also. So I went over on Friday, the Teisvah Makel Davot. So Teisvah says that Nimtzach Mehem Kor V'Posel, in the school of Ptula, is only Shayach when he became an idagode, but if he's just an idriye, even though he is mischaving to be an eid, so we don't apply the halacha of Nimtzach Mehem Kor V'Posel in the school of Ptula. Yes. And the same thing Teisves applies to an eid nasadai, only to an idagode. Now, yes? No, so the halacha of Teishmi Yedilim Riyah, is when they see the aid, some mele, the alochi, there is so if they see and they're not mishandling, because the aid, you don't have to be made. So there's a loch, some mele, if they're not mishandling, they see. And it's the aid, some mele, they're not mishandling. Well, some come to be dayonim, some may lady can be dayonim, but the question is, how can they act b'tiras bezin without kabbalas eides? After all, pshnai meyiyach and davo, so the halacha is as shmeidul meri. So it is considered as if there had been kabbalas eides, but they are mischaven to be dayonim. Some may, of course, there is a halacha of litation yigdele meri. But by Nefoshes there is a special Zeros HaKosu that we don't say Litesh Midel Meri. So Mele, even if they are Mischav, if they are not Mischav to be Eidim, the Mischav to be Dayonim, we still cannot be done in Pisa.
The Rashi of
What?
Why?
It's because even if they were mishaving the baby, so there's a special Zosakos. That's what they have to say. I mean, the Kashi is asking. Yeah, but the machlekes between Rashbam and Rashi and all the other Rishenim, the Tesis, all the other Rishenim, is not only in regard to Ignas Adayan, but in regard to Nimse called the Apostle in the school to also. So according to Rashbam, the Rashbam spells it out, that if a Korov or a person did not become a Nida Godin, just an Idriye, and if he saw it together with Kshayrim, so it puzzles the Hagode of the Kshayrim, as long as he was Nishavim, as long as Nisham Loi. The reason as to why it's proper, it's very important to Yachad Eidim et Lushim. It's very important because otherwise there might be shilas. The reason as to why it's proper to miyachet eidim in Dushim. What is miyachet eidim in Dushim? Miyachet eidim in Dushim means that the host, okay, the rabbi can announce it on behalf of the host, but it's the host who does it. He designates this one and that one, Rabbi so and so and Rabbi so and so, so are they the Dushim, to the exclusion of all those disqualified as aiding. So why is it necessary to do that? Because otherwise there might be problems. Because according to Rashi Shiti, and the Rashbam Shiti, that if somebody is Nishavim Hoid, so then we even though he doesn't become an Idagode, so he puzzles the ides of the kosher, some melee to Yam Kaddish Beleidim, because Kaddish Beleidim means that he has to be Mikadesh, the Isha, in the presence of Eidim, who could become Eidibio. But if there is an eight person, like craving at every wedding, you have craving, you have the father, you have the brothers, you have first cousins, you have uncles, you have all kinds of craving, and you have showing psulim, you have all kinds of psulim, some melech. So if he will not be miyached eidim, and suppose a certain korev is a big lamdan, and he's mischaven to be an eid. So, I mean, make sure that no one will be mishaving to be an eight. How can you make sure that? So, especially if you don't announce that Mr. X and Mr. Y so are the eight illusion, so some psulim might decide to be mishaving to be eight. So, mele they'll puzzle the future hagode of a kosher, yeah. So they're not eight billion anymore. Yeah. So, it's a kaddish will eight.
Even if you announce it,
then it's all right. So why did I announce it? Because there's a tshuva sotif that if a certain baldova designates certain people, let's say that somebody is a teveya, he wants to be a teveya, Ruvin wants to be a teveya $1,000 from Shimon. So if he designates, let's say, 280, he tells them, I want you to be my aides. So then, even if the psulim come together with these two aides whom he designated, so they don't pass. So who? Let's say schus. So who can do it? The baldovo. Let's say. So who is the baldovo here? But pushing the host. So that's why it's important. I mean, to ask the host, do you? Instruct me to designate Mr. So-and-so and Mr. So-and-so as the aiding, because then the announcement doesn't matter who makes the announcement. So the announcement can be made by the Rov, by anybody, but it has to be done on behalf of the host. So then, if that's the choice of it, if the Baldova is miyachet aiding, then he precludes the psul of Nimtzo Echad Ben Korov Epasim. So that's one reason as to why it's proper to be Yachadim. Then there's another reason. The Shach in Cheshmishpe, Simen Mevovav, so he says, Mevovav, Zion, so he mentions a big Chiddush. He says that when do we say, he says it as a Pshat in Rambam, he says it as a Pshat in Rambam, that the Rambam Shite is that even though the Aloch of Nimtze Echad Mekorov in Posol, Eidus Kulon Ptulon, he only applies when the apostle was mischaven to be an aid. But if the apostle was not mischaven to be an aid, then there is no aloche of nimzach mekorav apostle, even though there is no aloche of nimzach mekorav apostle. But that's only if the kosher was mischaben to be an eid. So then, if the kosher was mischaben to be an eid at the time of the Aliyah, and the posel was not mischaben to be an eid, so then he doesn't pass the ladies. But suppose the kosher was not mischaben to be an eid either. He just saw. So then the Aliyah of the posel passes the edus of the kosher, even though the apostle was not mischaven either. It's a big chiddush, big chumre. So mele, it is necessary to be miyached edim, because if you are miyached edim, so then you know that Mr. Sow, that you are miyached Reuven and Shimon, as the edim, they are kshirim. So if you are miyached them, they'll certainly be mischaven to be an edim, that means you'll go off on the platform, and they'll be mischaven to be aiding. Some male will be, so the psulim who are not mischaven, will not be able to passel the aides of the cherim. But if you're not miyachid, so then, but there are hundreds of people, cherim, psulim. So no one might be mischaven to be an aid. Not the psulim and not the cherim. Some male, the psulim, the ri of the psulim will passel the edus of the Kshirim, even though the psulim were not mischaven to be an eid. Now, what's the advantage of that, we see? Because in order to preclude the possibility of the psul of Nimzakor Posul from taking effect, so then it must, and we have to apply the shita of the Churis Arif, that if the Baldova is miyachet certain edim, then no one else can passel the chair, the edus of the chair. So for that it's necessary that the chosn should be yachadim. But unfortunately, many weddings, so the chosn is not even asked. Who should be the edim? He doesn't know what's all about. And the rabbi probably deals with the mechutonim. So he says, the father, whom do you want as edim? And then the rabbi announces, this one and that one, they are the edim. And the chosn doesn't know anything about it. So then, that halacha of the mention, the Shuvos Aviv, doesn't apply. So what's the effect, the advantage of announcing? L'chol HaPochas, it has an advantage. I mean, it's not the ideal thing, but the ideal thing is to ask the chosn, suggest to the chosn a certain edim. Of course, the chosn might suggest, you know, psulim also. To suggest certain aiding to the chosn, and then suggest to the chosn that the chosn should instruct the rabbi to designate these people as aiding. So then we are sure that the din of Nimsachen and Kol Beposel, Yeshkulam Ptulo will not take effect. But suppose, but many times, this doesn't happen. The Chosen doesn't know anything about it. Even when an announcement is made, he doesn't know what it's all about. It's like Chinese to him. So Mele, the Chol HaPoches, if the rabbi designates Mr. So-and-so and Mr. So-and-so as the Eidim, so they will be Mechavein to be Eidim. And since he designated, so then everybody else is not Mechav Loit, and even if somebody, for some inexplicable reason, will be Mechav Nizar, so it's Volim Shebled, and we don't have to be Cheshish for it. Some Mele, since the Aloha is that when the apostle was not Mishavim Hoyt, not Mishavim Hoyt, he cannot puzzle the edis of the kosher, so then there is no problem. But if he's, no one announces, then according to the Shach's Pshat in the Rambam, the Chesh Mishpet, so then the apostle can puzzle the edis of the kosher, even if the apostle was not Mishavim Hoyt, in view of the fact that the kosher was not Mishram Loid either. But if he announces, even though it's not done by the chosen, it's done by the rabbi, and the rabbi just consulted the father of the chosen, or the father of the kale, or whatever, I don't know, or he consulted himself sometimes, you know. So then it will also have an advantage, because since he designated the Kshirim, so the Kshirim are Mishavloid, if the Kshirim are Mishavloid, and the Psulim are not Mishavloid, and even if furtively the one person for some crazy reason is Mishavloid, so it doesn't matter, it's Dvorim Shebelev, because then there's an Unin Muchach that only the Eidim were designated publicly as Eidim. They are the Eidim. So that means the Psulim are not Mishavloid, so they cannot puzzle the and then there is another but it is still necessary. Then you can say, why is it so important to make sure that the Chosen instructs the rabbi to designate certain people as Eidim on his behalf? Why it is very important, because there is a shita of the Ritva in Kedushin Dr. Malin, the same subyes, the machleket between Rav and the Rav Shiri. So the Ritva says that this halacha, that where the idriya was not mishavim to be made, so he cannot puzzle. The edus of the Ksheirim is only shayach in edus of Mamanis, where the evil sadel shakri. But in Kedushin of Kadosh B'le'edim is in Cheshishin L'Kedushov. So we need a Kedushim Adovo. So then, if a apostle saw together with the Ksheirim, so even if it was not Nishavloi, and even if the kosher was not Nishavloi either, but since we need Eidim Likim Adovo, so Mele, in the rear there was a Tziruf, you see. In the case of Momenes, where the whole Chaleis of Eides is Livure, so Mele, the Tziruf case only applies to the Agodim. So Mele, if at the time of the rear is Nishav Lohoyed, so Mele, according, first of all, according to most Rishani, even if it was Nishav Lohoyed, the apostle didn't become an Ilagodi, he cannot puzzle the ears of the kosher. But according to the Rashbam and Rashi, so even if the Idriya didn't become an Ilagodi, he can still puzzle the Hagodi of the kosher, if at the time of the Riyah he was mishaven to be an Eid. Mashein kin Bagdush, where it is Lekim Adoro, so Mele there can be Tziruf in the Riyah itself, so Mele there is a tziruf and is mivatal the edus of the kosher, even if the apostle was not mishavloid. So Mele, according to this shite of the Ritva, it is very important that that the chosin should be miyachad eini. So then, because of the shitet, because of the tshuva sorif, that where the baldovor is miyachad eidim, then it precludes the haloche of nimse b'kor v'posle is drum tulo. But if the chosin is not miyachad, and just the rabbi is miyachad, whether it is by consulting the father or not, it doesn't make any difference. The father is no baili man being miyachad, it is the chosin who is the baili man being miyachad. So mele, according to the Ritva in Gdushin, some mele is mikadosh b'leiri. It's mikadosh b'leiri. As a matter of fact, I wrote 2 years ago in Shuve, child of Mamzeiras here in Chicago, a very fine family where there was Mamzeiras because of conservative rabbis, additional rabbis. So some mele, the result was a certain woman, you know, so who a certain woman who got married conservative rabbi officiating, and then she got divorced, and a certain conservative rabbi who is not living anymore, so he was misada the get, which was no get, and then she remarried, and she had two children, and then a brother of this woman, so he was sent. He went to Yeshiva University and he became a doctor. So, and then it was found out, the whole Mamzer, the Shaila of Mamzeras. So I wrote the tshuva without mentioning the name of the, I was mater because they showed me pictures, even movie pictures, you know, of the wedding. So, I mean, so it was proven conclusively that no ksheirim were able to see the nisinas atabas in the parties of cheshven tofshin menzayim. So we are true about that. I was matya, so I was mitzare. Even the ritva shite in gdushin also. So it's very important to make sure that the chosn is miyachdei. Sometimes it's a tealis when it's not miyachdei, because of the efkeres done by the rabbis. But if somebody wants to be sure that the kedushin are valid kedushin, so he has to make sure that he should be miyachdei.
All right. So the first marriage, that would be considered like snus.
That's right.
Not
that's
a
right.
Real
so the child, I was mother of the child.
She had no children from
the first marriage? No, the first marriage is nothing, it's okay. But the children of the second marriage is the problem. But, and the children now, because of the brother, so the whole mishpocha became very observant. I mean, and then they got into a fight with the traditional rabbi. I don't want to mention his name. So, but they are very observant, and the father is a real Ben Torah, he's now living in Israel, he's a lawyer, I mean, he's well known here. But I was matir that Ben Torah's nephew and niece, Lovi Bikol, I mean, it's, without mentioning her name, but it's in the Pardes of Cheshven Tov Shin Mem Zayin. Anyway, so I got off on a tangent, because just like a book, so in other words,
The Baldover is
Miyachad. Then there's no dinam nimsa. He's a Bailim. Somebody who's not a Baldover, what kind of a Bailim is it Miyachad? Who is he? He's a Miyachad. The Baldover is a Bailim.
And in case
of Miracle,
by Dinim Amaris?
What?
Miracle
speaking about Dinim Amaris? He's speaking about Dinim Amaris, but it's mentioned by Achrein in Ligavid Dushin also. David doesn't mention it Ligavid Dushin. What Achen mentioned. That's the basis for being miyachad. Now, anyway.
But the only reason I asked the question is referring to
Rashbam,
Shita,
and the Ritva, that's right. Well, two Shitas. Rashbam, Rashi, Ritva, three Rishenim.
They're going to Master.
Well, anyway, there are no Rishenim that are explicitly Chelik and the Ritva in Rishenim. Rishenim are explicitly Chelik. and the Rashbam and the Rashi, but Moranis, but in the Gartabushan, maybe they agree. Maybe they agree, you know, we cannot say just because one Rishon mentions it and the other Rishonim don't mention it, that they are chilek. There are many halachas that are mentioned just by one Rishon and the other Rishonim don't discuss it. So it's very important to be miyachid. Anyway, so here, the Rashbam...
They would come and say...
What?
They would come and say this later on. There wouldn't be anyone else.
Was it?
If the Baal would be miyachal certain Eidim,
yeah.
Then other people would say Eidus later on to testify about that Kedusha. These Eidim wouldn't be Neman and Besdin?
Oh, no, that's not. You mean the whole aloha of Nishavim Hoid and everything applies only to a person. But all the Rishenim accept that his Rishenim increases. Accept that his Rishenim increases. Where did I put it? It's at the beginning of Christmas. It's in the sugya of Omle Shnaim or Halta Chilev, the one Malaya Halti. So that sugya, but very increases. I mean, it's an awesome Bamitsia, so I mean, I don't remember what that increases it is. So there that is Yishen, but it's Yishitas Yochit. All the other Yishenim are Chilev. And they say explicitly that the Yin of Mishavan Roid applies only to a person. So apostle does not have a chalisha meid unless he was mischavim. But the kosher mischavim or not mischavim, he still has a chalisha meid. So maybe even the shita of the rib that when the baldovo is miyachid certain people as eidim, so then no apostle can passel the cherim. But if the baldovo will be miyachid certain cherim as eidim, he will not disqualify other Eidim whom he was not miyachid, that they should testify. That's not. It's only psul. Except the shita of the Tesvis Reed, Tesvis Yishemi, increases, so he says that even if he kosher, he was not mischavin at the time of the Riyah to be made, he cannot be made best. But it's a shita siyachit. Some of Mela, according to Tesvis Reed, we could say that that if a person, I mean, I still don't know, it's possible to argue that if a person was miyachid a certain shirim as eidim, so then other eidim cannot be eidim even if they were mischaven on it. We could say, I mean, it's not muchach, but we could say that according to the tesis. Alright, now, so Rabbi Rashbam and Rashi say that the Daloche of Nimzach Mekor V'Posel, it is Kulam Tulo, applies to Neidriya even if he didn't become Neidakodet. And the Haloche of Eneid Nasidayan applies to Neidriya even if he didn't become Neidakodet. However, Tesvis, even if he didn't become Neidakodet. So, but however, Tesvis and most Rishonim Achilik, bein in regard to the Haloche of Nimzakor V'Posel, and bein in regard to the Haloche of Eneid Nasidayin. So they say that Nimzakor V'Posel, Eidus Kulam Ptulo, is only Shayach if the Posel became an Eidagode. But if he didn't become an Eidagode, even if he was Nishavloit, he doesn't passel the Eidus of the Kshev. And they also say in regard to Neid Nasidayin that only if he became Neid Agode he cannot become Neidayin. But if he didn't become Neid Agode, even though he was mischavin v'shasriya to become an Eid, so then he can still become Neidayin. And that's the taste of Mombasa, the taste of Sinksuves, all over. There's the shift.
There's no shift at all that even though Benageya and Imzach and Karp apostle that he is an Eid. But when
a
gate
is denied,
now
Satan
has to be
made.
Isn't there
a sheet
like that also?
I don't know. Maybe, yes. We'll soon see.
Why should
they
be
told? Because the two are tolu in Chalei Shemait. And if there is aloha in Eid Nasadayim, so that applies to anyone as a Chalei Shemait. And if there is aloha in Nimsekar, apostle is told Taylor, applies to anyone as a Chalei Shemait. So if he was not Mishab Loid, he doesn't have a Chalei Shemait. But if it was Mishab and Chalei Shemait, we'll soon see, I mean, whether there is a necessary equation. שני האנושים לפני, ואומר שני האנושים לפני עד השם. So האנושים in the Eden, לפני השם, היינו לפני עד היום. So it's exactly the question.
Where is that first kid?
That's in Shiftim, I think. Shiftim, I think. ואומר שני האנושים לפני עד השם. So it's especially the question. However, tasteless. Cases in Psudes. Hanach, the bottom cases. Hanach, the Sachidish, the rice. The rice in Ignas Dayan. Time of the Ignas Dayan is in the Binon Shiyoidu with Neadayon. In the forest has bound. You see, the Omdush Neanoshim, the Eidim with Neashem Rayon. The Yesh Neforshim, not a mother, there's a cost. Mishum, the Binon Eidish at Yochel Azimu. The Moedim Nasib Dayonim, Eidi Sheyin at Yochel Azimu, shall we Kabla Azoma Latsmo. So another reason is, because it's an Eide Shi at Yoch Lazimo. Because if they become the Dayan, if they become the Dayan, let's say, in other words, they are God, it becomes, takes the Shi, of course, it's not like Rashbam, it doesn't apply to an Eidri, it's not like God altogether, but even to Eid God, why can't it become the Dayan? Because if the Eid God becomes the Dayan, so then the Dayonin will not be able to be mikabel azome against themselves. Even if they'll be willing, they will not be able to alpidin. It's not just a question because they'll be reluctant to do it. Alpidin, that means that they're valid void. Can a dying be done, be kabeladis against himself? They cannot. Some mele is a yiddish et yachlazim. So that is a big chiddush. So who says that yiddish et yachlazimo has to be dead by the same person? So another bez no be mikabel.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So it is assumed that these rishonim hold that eidish yat yochel azim or lashno eides implies not only that it should be capable of being nizem by another bez, but it has to be capable of being nizem by the same bez. The same bez. The speech chiddush. V'yesh mefarshim. V'yesh binyan eidish yat yochel azim. So then it should follow that we know that the korev is postulated. What the korev mean? Korev to Baldor, korev to the Leve, korev to the Malve. And also, but the question is, and if they are craving to each other, two brothers cannot testify. How about 80 who are not craving to the Balei Dvorim? They are very chaykin of the Malve, of the Leve, but they are craving of the Dayonim. Can they testify? So Tesis says, and that point there is a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that craving to the Dayonim can testify. Only craving to the Balei Dvorim cannot testify. But claiming the Dayonim can testify. And some Rish and some, and he says, according to these Rishayim, who say that the reason is why Ein Eid Nasi Dayan, even when Eid Anagode is not as Dayan, because it's an Eish Yechlazim, or because the same best cannot be Mikabel, the Mazimim, the Eides of the Mazimim, against themselves, so you should follow that if the Eidim, so it has to be capable of being nizem by the same bezdin. Some mele, if the eidim are kreim of dayonim, some mele, they cannot testify, because suppose they are nizem, can they kreim? Let's say Ruvein and Shimon want to testify before a bezdin of Levi, Yehud and Yisoch. So then, can they? Yes, they couldn't, because suppose they are nizim, will Levi, Well, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar be able to Kabbalah Zlame, no, they are Kreirim, then they'll be the Balei Dvorim. Then they'll be the Balei Dvorim. But they could be Nizem for another Bezdin, not Levi or Yisachar.
Right.
But according to these Rishonim, it says, Ish Erechlazimo implies it has to be capable of being Nizem to the same Bezdin, not another Bezdin. That's what they say. But we don't say that. So Tesis Shita is the Teidim Akrevim Layonim in Ochnam Akosha Leidis, but they couldn't be Nizem for the same Bezin. The answer is who says that they have to be capable of being Nizem for the same Bezin? As long as they can be Nizem by any other Bezin, so it's good enough. So here too, why isn't it Nasadai? Elokim dibne asominimu bi Bezin ahe reidish atchich vazim akrinibay hochename yi adayin nasi. So Mele Tesis rejects the time of reidish atchich vazim. But then Tesis says, Vidafke beid ameid amrinundiyin nasadai. Ishayachayim time. Avalates. Some of the Tesis rejects the time of Eish Nachlazimo. So which time does he accept? The Rashbam's time. But the Rashbam applies it even to Nidriya, and Tesis applies it only to Nidagod. Vidafke beid ameid amrinundiyin nasadai. Ishayachayim time. Avalates in Tzorzoi. Gigin Sheish Achirim Shiridu. There is a very remarkable Mordechai in Sanhedrin. Very remarkable Mordechai. So Teisve says, what?
This is comparing the case of A chain and Tzarkal A, like Shiesh Achayim Shehidu, like they saw it.
Okay.
Or also arguing Shariyeo, but Yoyim Chain and Tzarkal A. So if the Hezmer Taisve says that they're not an A, that they just saw it. So they're also not an A when they saw it. If the Dinah Light Hashim Yim Belimri is also together, that they're not A then? It's the same gather. They're both the same gather that Light Hashmi Bel and Reem is the Bakhlam not working with a level of Aegis at all, just the new thing of Light Hashmi Bel and Reem.
Yeah, that's right. They're not Magid, they don't. You remember Halishim
Aid.
They are potential Aidim, but not.
That's
they don't have a Halishim Aid.
Light Hashmi Bel and Reem is they're not Aidim at all.
Yeah, that's right. Now, there is a very remarkable. Because this tasteless equates. Eidim akrevim dayonim lideid nasadai. If we apply the aloha fedish yatochlazimo ligabe in eid nasadai, and so we should apply it ligabe eidim akrevim dayonim. And if we don't apply it ligabe eidim akrevim dayonim, why? Because we say that fedish yatochlazimo doesn't mean dafke, that it has to be capable of being nizem by the same bezin. It can be nizem. If it can be nizem by another bezin, good enough. Some mele, an eid should be able to be a dayan also for the same reason, because it's still possible to be nizem to another bezin. But the Mordechai says no, there is a difference. Mordechai is in Kirk Zebera. It's Daf Chof Aleph in the Mordechai on the base. Mi oeine asar mekeitzi leilom krele adayon in kshir de ahavale eide shatu yochlazime beznache abel hoche I eid nasetayen. But batel a duson bibesdin bibesdin kosha shein atzmo hilayoni umacha shehuzmu shari niskabel a duson bibesdin kosha shein atzmo hilayoni umacha shehuzmu igloi nilsli mafreya dipsulim hoyu ואפילו אם אנדומה מכאן לאבו נפסל, נראה דמי שדבר עצמי מי הוא נפסל למפריע. There is a מחלקס עם מרובה, דפיין א' בלוקמי, בשביל הבא אין דרובה, whether it's a מפריע נפסל, or
מכאן
לאבו נפסל. This is one of the ילקי גם, so we pass like a by, that it's a מפריע נפסל. So let's consider it according to a by. So he says, it's not that we say, in it nas dying because there is a prerequisite that it has to be capable of being nizim by the same best. No, there is no such prerequisite. As long as it's capable of being nizim by any best, so it's considered a shiroch lazimo. But here, it's not capable of being nizim by any best, because Abaye says it's a mimul mafreya nifsel. So mele, suppose edim will testify before a bezin who are rishoy, then and then there'll be nizem. Will meet out the alochel? Of course not, because when is there alochel? If in other words, if the Kabbalah say this was given, but they already shaken. So, but if it turns out that the dayonim were rishoy.
Yeah.
Well, we show him some mele. There is no din vasisani kashal zalom lasis lochem.
Why then?
Because it in order to apply the din of vasisani kashal zalom lasis lochem, so it has they have to be magid edes before it doesn't share, not before it doesn't show. If two edim will come before Dr. Schindler and they'll testify, Ruvein borrowed from Schindler $1,000. And then two other edim will say mono yisem, so they will not have to pay the $1,000. Because there was no Kabbalah Seides. Then the Kabbalah Seides has to be Kabbalah Seides by Bezdin, not by someone who are posolon. So that's the apostle. So Mele sins, that's why Inid Nasadayim. Not because there is a prerequisite that it Eidish Shatioch Lazimo means it has to be capable of being nizem by the same person. No, there is no such prerequisite. Mimele Eidim HaKrevim Layonim can testify, even though no Azomi is possible by the same person, but Azomi is possible by another person.
Right.
Mashenkin here, if the Eid HaMagid becomes a Dayan, so then he cannot be nizem. Because if he could be nizem, but there won't be any Eidish Azomi. Because if he is nizem, so it will retroactively be determined that the edim were rishoyim. So not only the edim were rishoyim, the dayonim were also rishoyim. So it's like testifying before rishoyim. So what kind of inish hazom is there?
Every ed is a potential dayon. Potential dayon.
No. We are talking here as an actual dayon.
If they're a sheker, so he's a potential dayan.
No, please. Here is an actual dayan. If we were to say Eid Nasa dayan, so right, then no. He's an actual dayan. But it's an Eid, but he cannot become a dayan. Because if he were to become a dayan, so then no azome would be possible. Because
he's a liar.
No, because if he'll be nizen, so then it will be retroactively be determined that the bezdin or rishoyim at the time of the Kabbalah Seides. So maybe there is no inish of azomet. But then you'll say, so that's all right, I'll leave it away. All right, we pass not the bay. How about Rove? So he says, even Rove, who says, Mikan lahabo, nisu, but so that's ligabe other din, but ligabe the same din, even Rove will be made that's my friend. It's not like that's another point.
Even though the regular, they said the regulars, at least according to Rava, there was some other Tayyonim. And then afterwards they became Tayyonim.
Right, they're
not
Tayyonim. They're only Haters.
They're
not Tayyonim.
But in regard to the same, please, in the regard to the same din,
even Rava is made.
Even Rava is made. Gettle Mafreos. Rove says one time is a special takone, but with the rice is made a Gettle Mafreos. And then he says because it's in Chidishu, Ein Lucha B'Chidush Veirach. So that's only Ligabe another din, but not Ligabe the same din.
Oh, they were
what is that?
But in that din itself, they were proven to be
wrong. That's right, that's right. All right, now, so it's a remarkable Mordechai. It's a remarkable Mordechai. Very remarkable Mordechai. As a matter of fact, it is so remarkable that Tesis is difficult. Why does Tesis say that, why does Tesis equate it with Eidim Makrevim Rayonim? Eidim Makrevim Rayonim. So there it can be Nizem to another best. Here it cannot be Nizem by any best. All right. So,
maybe
but we pass like a Abaya, I mean, so.
Even Abaya, Abaya means Lamafrey, means Mekanon Hapa.
No, there it means Lamafrey and Lamafrey and Mavi. Alright, now, then, let's see, but how about the Aloche, the question, whether Edi Makrim Rayoni Makosha, Lohoi or not? So the Rishonim will say the Akosha. The Rambam doesn't discuss it. The Rambam doesn't discuss it. But the Rif in Sanhedrin mentions the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi explicitly spells it out that they are possible. And from the superficially it appears that the Yerushalmi puzzles it on the basis of Eidish Et Yochlazim. Now the Rif in Sanhedrin mentions the Yerushalmi. After I mean the traditional mikro is a yum sovis albanim. It is that one cannot bezin cannot be manish a father because of the averes of the sons. But there's the traditional mikro, and even though the Gemara learns out other aloches, but a mikro is in the pshute. For Raya, it's mentioned that in Melochim, it's mentioned that Amatzio, Melech Amatzio, who was of the Melochim Sherim, so he punished those who did averes, but it's mentioned the Pasuk, he never punished relatives for the averes of their relatives. Because of the Pasuk, it's mentioned in Melochim, Loyum Sovis Albanim. So we see that even though the Gemara learns out the Psu Koref from the Pasuk of Loyum Sovis Albanim, as a matter of fact, it's a special love. It's mentioned in the Mina Mitzvahs. If Bezin is not allowed to be Mikabel, Edis of Craven, even Meshav Aaron, they're not allowed. When Sibzeros HaKosov, so it's not only that they are not effective. It's a love to be Mikabalatis of Craven.
To let them come in and speak.
Yeah, I mean to be Mikabalatis. I mean to speak if the Don Bezin doesn't act upon it, so there's no Avera to let Craven speak, but I mean, except maybe the Avera of listening to Lashon Hara, but otherwise there is no Avera. But if Bezin acts on it, so he's either a love.
Oh.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, "Lo yum sovis albonim lomeli v'alikvot." That's the Yerushalmi the Yerushalmi in Pirik Zebir and Sanhedrin. Lomeli vali for Nemar ish bechete yimos. Elo sheli eidim krevim li vali din. So we learn out from that pasuk that the yum tzavis albanim, that if an eid is korev to the baldovo or his posleidis, sheli eidim krevim li vali din. Uminayin af hadiyonim, how do we know that if a dayan is a korev of the baldovo, so it's possible to be a dayan? Shenema ubonim loyum salavis. So from loyum salavis albonim, we learn out that a korev of the baldovo is posleides, and from the posik ubonim loyum salavis, we learn out that a korev the baldovo is posle dayonis. How do we know that if the Eidim are craving of the Ionim, they are also possible? They cannot testify. Hadats macho. Sheim huzmu loy mi piem hem neorogim. So, if you are to say that Eidim are craving the Ionim, can testify as Eidim, so then, suppose there is Hazome, so then it will mean that the Hazome will be through the craving. So some Rishonim assume the Pshat is Yerushalmi because there is Aloche of Eidesh Yatayoch Lazim or Lafshma Eides, so it implies that in order that the Eides should be valid, it must be capable of being Nizem by the same Bez. But if it's nizem by another bezin, it's not considered ishach lazim or some mele. If a korev would testify before a korev, let's say a brother would testify before a dayan, before the yonim, who are his brothers or his uncles or his cousins, first cousins, so then it's impossible that this eides should be nizem by the same bezin, because if it's nizem by the same bezin, then there will be the eidim will be the balevorim of the dayonim. So mele, so there will be possible to be mitabel eidim azimim against the kreid, against the kreid. That's how some rishonim explain that Yerushalmi. Uminayim shel yu eidim kreidim zer. Umenayim shel yoedim kreim layonim hadatz mecho shim huzmu loy mipirim yorogim. Umenayim shel yoedim kreim zelze. How do we know? I mean, that's everybody. I don't think there is any rishon who says that two brothers can testify together. But from the Yerushalmi it appears that as far as the Gzeiros HaKosuv of the Yumsov is opening is concerned, so we only learn out that craving of the Balidova, of the Malva, of the Leva Apostoloi. Yeah, but two brothers to each other, why should the Apostle Loi, as far the Posik of Yom Sovis Rabbonim doesn't say anything about two brothers testifying together. But the reason is why two brothers cannot testify together, because of Eidesh at Yochlazimo. Uminayim. One second, please, let me. Nayim shel yehidim kreivim zelaze hadatz mecho shemuzak echad mehen klum neerag hachiyuzam chaveire. So in other words, he couldn't be in other words it, because in order to meet out the inish of hazome, so there is a loche that all the yehidim have to be used. So mele, if two brothers Reuven and Shimon will testify before a bezdin, so when a bezdin will be mikabel the eides of the mazimim, they will not be able to meet out the inish hazome against Ruvein unless they are mikabel eides against Shimon too. So Umnayin Hashim Huzam Echadnem Klum Nerat Hashiyuzam Chaveire. So Mele, so what's wrong with that? Imate. So what? But still, Dazomi, why? So they'll be they'll be mitau tazone against two balidvorim who are craving to each other. I mean, Bezdin cannot do that. So Yerushalmi says, imateima king loinimtzon nerag al piv. So the pshat is, so what kind of a thing is it? I mean, bishleimim naim shel yoedim craving udayonim. We understand, because if we assume that Eidish Hashoch Hazimo implies that he has to be capable of being nizem by the same best, but when two brothers testify, so they are not craving to the Malve and the Leve, but they are craving to each other, so then it's capable of being nizem even by the same best. Why not? So you have to understand the Yerushalmi. So in other words, but there is a certain clue in that Yerushalmi, because the Loshen of the Yerushalmi appears to be the same kind of Loshen in regard to Eidim Krevim Dayonim and in regard to Eidim Krevim Zelze. And in regard to Eidim Krevim Zelze, it doesn't mean Eidish Eyoch Lazimo. So maybe in regard to Eidim Krevim Dayonim, it doesn't mean Eidish Eyoch Lazimo either. But we see that the Teisves in Ksuves assumes, that the only reason as to why Eidim Akrevim Dayonim should be possible is on the basis of Eidish Atioch Lazimo and on the basis of the Anoche, that Eidish Atioch Lazimo implies that in order to be validated, it must be capable of being Nizem by the same best. Masheinke. So then the question is, Teisves in Ksuves. Teisves in Ksuves says that we couldn't say Ein Eid Nasadayim because it's Eidish Atoch Lazimo, because it's not capable of being Nizem by the same Bezen, because if there is a requirement, it has to be capable of being Nizem by the same Bezen, then Eidim Akrim Layonim should also be possible. And Teisves assumes that it's kosher, but Yerushalmi says beferesh that it's possible. So obviously it's mentioned by some achrenim. Teisves shita is in view of the fact that our Gemara in Zebira, where discusses the psul of Korev, doesn't mention Eidim Akrim Layonim. So that means that our Gemara is chilek on Yerushalmi. So too the Yerushalmi holds that there is Alochei Neishech Lazimo, it has to be capable of being Nizem by the same best. But our Gemara mentions the Psula Vedes in all ways, I mean, but doesn't mention the Psula Vedim Akrim Layonim. So that means our Gemara is Chelik. After all, the Gemara mentioned the same Psukim, William Sovis Albonim, Layones Ligabe, that if the Dayonim are craving of the Baldovo, the Edim Akrim Baldovo. The whole thing, except Eidim Akrim Layonim, our Gemara doesn't mention. So that means, according to Teisves, that our Gemara is Chilk and Yerushalmi. Mainly we pass like our Gemara. But the Rishenim who say La Loche, the Rambam doesn't discuss that. But other Rishenim mention it La Loche, not like Teisves. They say Eidim Akrim Layonim, apostle, ladies. So they obviously hold that there is no machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Some mele, they will say that the pshat in the Yerushalmi, u'minayin sheliyu eidim chayim layonim haga'atzmecho, shim huzmu loy mipiyem in the rogim, is not Eidish Atzioch Lazim. That's why I say it's not. Because after all, it can be nizem to another person. But it has the same pshat as the other din. Umnayin shel yiyu eidim krivim zeleze had atzmecho shimuzam echod mehem klum ne'erak hashiyuzam chaver. So it's not a lot. It's not Eidish Atzioch Lazimo. It's an altogether. What the Yerushalmi doesn't mention the expression Eidish Atzioch Lazimo. It's something else. We learn now that if eidim are krivim of the balidorim, so the apostle is. From the posse, one second, please. From the posse of the Yumsu of his Albon, and if the Dayonim are craving of the Balidvorim, the apostle Dayonis, that we learn out from the posse who bonim the Yumsu of his. What does it mean? So, the Pshat in Yerushalmi is, it's nothing to do with Hiddushat Yochlazim. But the Gzeres HaKosuf of the Yom Sovis HaBonim, HaBonim, the Yom Sovis HaLoveis, is not the Gzeres HaKosuf. A Korev of the Baldovo is Postleides. A Korev of the Baldovo is Postleides. The Aloha is that there cannot be any Einish meted out against the person on the basis of the Eides of Ikorev or on the basis of the Dayones of Ikorev. So we call that Psul Korev. But it's not just the Psul of Korev to the Baldovo. It means, why is Ikorev to Baldovo Apostle Eides? Because if a brother will be able to testify against the brother, Shimon will testify that his father Reuven was Eved Avizor, and then Bezdin will be Manish Reuven on the basis of Shimon Seides. So that means that there will be an Einish meted out to one brother on the basis of the testimony of a brother. That cannot be done. That psul is called psul kor. You can call it whatever you want, but it's not a psul just of kor per se. It's a psul that Bezdin cannot execute any punishment on the basis of a testimony by a court, on the basis of a testimony by a court. And the other halacha that we learn out from the second half of the pasuk, so in other words, we learn that a dayan who is korev to the baldovo cannot act as dayan. So it's also psul. In other words, you cannot execute any punishment, any liability, not only punishment, even in a moment where it's not a punishment, it's a civil liability. So you cannot execute any penalty or any liability, any judgment on the basis of the dayones of the court. You know, some mele the Yerushalmi says, the same thing is minayim shall yeidim chayim dayonim hagatz lecho shim huzmu loy mipiyem in nerodim. In other words, suppose they will be nizek. Let's say if they deim chayim dayonim. So as far as this Kabbalah say this is concerned, all right, there is no problem. But suppose there will be azome. So what will be the net result? If the Eidim who are craving to Dayonim testify that a certain woman was Mizana and they were Mechayiv Nizik, or they testify, one second.
Please
don't interrupt me. Please don't.
A certain woman. Not get the
Mr. Munkes, you know, when you start interrupting me, so then the continuity of my thinking is interrupted. It's not right to interrupt me. So then, if certain Eidim will testify that a certain person is Chayiv Nizik, and these Eidim are craving Lidayonim, suppose then two other Eidim will be Mazim, these Eidim who are craving Lidayonim, suppose another Bezdin will be Mikavim, not this Bezdin, another Bezdin. So what will be the result? If the Mazimim will testify Mono Yisem to the Eidim who are brothers of the Dayonim, so then it will turn out that, because after all, the halacha is that so in other words, the inish of Hazome of Asisam with Hashazom Lassus Lochi can only be meted out if Bezdin was game a din of the Nidin. They testified that Reuven was Eved Avizore, so then the Sanhedrin was game a din of Reuven Limise, and then to Mazim come and say Mono Yisem to the first Eidim, to the original cut of Eidim. So then there is an Einish of Asisam Lekashazom Lasloch. That means that that the Martin by the Yonim is a step in the Einish of the Zeinim. One second, in the Einish of the Zeinim. So when the Eidim are craving of the Dayonim, so then when the Mazimim are Mazim the Eidim Zeinim, so it means, and if we were to meet out the Einish of Kasher Zomam Lasis Lochiv against the Eidim Zeinim, so it will mean on the basis of what? Of the Kabbalah Seides, Kabbalah Seides, and the Gmardin by the Dayonim, who are craving of the Eidim. So it will be an Indian of Bonim Loyum Salaveis. Because Bonim Loyum Salaveis does not imply just that a one who is a Korev of the Baldova of the Nidin is possible Dayonis. It is possible. Why? Because if he would be kosher, so it would mean that an Einish is executed on the basis of a Mardin by Korev. And that cannot be done. No person can be punished on the basis of the Haggadah Seidim of a Korev, or on the basis of the Dayonis of a Korev. So Mimele, if Eidim Krivu Dayonim would be niskabli duson, so then when they are nizem, it would mean they couldn't be nizem. Why couldn't they be nizem? Not only by this bezin, by another bezin, by any bezin, they couldn't be nizem. Because if they will be nizem, so the result will be that an einish will be executed on the basis of the dayones of Krim. Because without the gmardin by the dayonim, they couldn't be nenesh with the einish of asis and leikashazam of asis lochit. So that was a step in the einish in the zoma. Without the gmardin, it's not zoma. But so how could they be nenesh by any bezin, another bezin? They couldn't. It's not only that it couldn't be nizem by the same bezin. It couldn't be nizem by any other bezin, because if it will be nizem by another bezin, so what will the result be? That the Eidim Zeminim are being executed on the basis of the Dayones of the Kerem. And that cannot be done. That cannot be done. That's the pshat. Now, the same thing is true. The same thing is true. Minayim shel yoedim krevim zelazeh. Hagatz mecho. Shimuzat echod men. Klum ne'ar gashiyuz mechaveyrei. Suppose Ruben and Shimon are two brothers. And they testify. They testify against the Nidin. That was David Avizor. They're not craving of Nidin. But they are craving to each other. So right now there is no problem. But suppose Mazimim come and say Mono Yisem to Reuven and Shimon, so then if we were to meet out the Einish of Pise against Reuven and Shimon, so it will be now if the Aloch had been that an Einish of Hazome can be meted out against one eight, even if the other eight is not to them, so merely it will not be on the basis on the basis of the Eides of the Korev, because the Eides of the Korev has nothing to do with his guilt. So, but since the Aloch is Ein Eidim Zein Nerogin Achi Yozumu Kula, so merely if the two Eidim Azimim will say Mono Yisim to Ruvein and not Mono Yisim to Shimon, so Ruvein will not get an Einish. So Reuven can get an Einish only if the Mono Yisem by the Mazimim will be directed against Reuven and against Shimon. So if we were to meet out the Einish of Asisim Kashazom Laslochov against Reuven and Shimon, so how can we do that? So Luyum Sovis Albonim, we cannot execute an Einish as on the basis of a Hagodovikon. So it's the same kind of thing. Some mele, there is no kasha. It's not that these rishonim hold that that there is a special prerequisite that Ish HaLazimoit has to be capable of being nizim by the same bezdin. No, but even when it's nizim by another bezdin, it could not be done, because then it will be yum tzavis al bonim or bonim aloves. So, in the case of edim akrim dayonim, it will be, and it will involve the isa of liyumsu bonim aloves. And in the case of edim akrim zelaze, it will involve the isa of liyumsu avis al bonim. I think that's the plain pshat in these rishim. All right.
Yes, what were you just reading from?
Mr. Reed, Pilze.
Oh, Perkwerk?
Pilze. When did Am Minchen? 130, 135?
135.
Okay, more. We still have a few minutes. More than a few minutes. My watch is right. I know. Sometimes it misleads me. Tanya Kavos Rabiha. I may be getting this a young, the notional love of the Omalab from the Nakhil from the Nakhta, Yetzi the Avlad Mamz, Divir Rabbeya, the Chachomi Meim Rim, the Chachomi Meim Rim, Ein Avlad Mamz, Keitz Ad Yase, Yitlenu Imeno, the Yarze of Yitlenu, Bifni Shnaim, the Yimal from the Nakhil from the Nakhta, the Rabbeya, Mishum the Yomal from the Nakhil from the Nakhta, Yetzi the Avlad Mamz, Ein, Rabbeya Litaini, the Omar of Amnune Mishmei Dehule, Eime Hoi Remeya, Kolam Shanem Madeya Shetov HaChomim Begitnis Avlam. This is special from us in the Rabbanu. Yeitzi Rashi Mishinoso Begeze, Mishmei Leoma Yeitzi Bitlio, Vo Get Koshel, Uvifonach Nechtaf, Mishmei Leoma Rav Lachman. Now let's see the tases, two small tases. Kitzat Yase, Perish, Kitzat Yase, the Rabbonon, Shetimos Lechatril. Oy Nisi Shalitate, Avo Livlad in Tortakon, the Bloitakon, and Lehave Mamza, the Leslie Kolam Shane, Madea Shetorahon, Madea Mamza, Uramea, Kitzat Yase Kidinsu, Avo Achamisui, Istaba the Ramea in Takone, because since the blood is a Mamza, and that you cannot correct, rectify. Some Mele. It cannot correctly gather that she should be able to stay with the husband. So, the Rabbi Tachim Dav Amamza, and King Kola Drochem Eilubo, Vitezim is in Zev, Yicholan et Nagaz, Yitlo Imenu Yazri et Nenu Rima.
Point to a point, it's not a din of Kol Mashana,
it's not a din of Kol Mashana.
But the Rabbi that he holds Kol
Mashana,
that's also
the... No, it's a special aloha. Because sometimes, it's nisi iloiti nosei niseis loiteitze, and sometimes it's a nisi steitze, but it's not an inyan of klam shan.
There's a lashon, the Rashman of Gimel, who uses the lashon of klam shan in the Rabban as well.
Yeah, all right. I have to look into it. If you look, I don't see why. Mikam ashma li tzorach lima, the Rashma says, oh, so it is so. Mikam ashma li tzorach lima, bishas nisine, bifonai nechta. Mitikoma yitlenu imeno. The question is, if it's you are only makbit on the amira, why does he have to take it from her, give it back to her? Just let him say it while the ishe keeps the get. So it's a raya know that the amira, the takone was that the amira has to be simultaneous with the nisim. He came out from the talk and he said nisim from the achna. He told me he's learning. Vo adin lacha nisim to take it divuri mahani, because Tochki Dibo is considered simultaneous. That's the basic aloha of Tochki Dibo. I mean, of course, we find the aloha of Tochki Dibo Gabe Chazor. But that's a result of the aloha of Tochki Dibo. The basic aloha of Tochki Dibo is that when two acts take place, not mamish the same moment, the same split second, but one is a second after the other act. But since it's within the time that it takes a person to say Shalom Alecho Rabbi, three words, I don't know how many seconds.